Hey, let's change the subject entirely and welcome somebody who was a dear friend of ours from many years ago and continuing on to the present. Yeah. And that is Jan Ness, who is one of the co-CEOs of Online Technology. Jan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys. Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. And, you know, folks, the link to Jan goes a long way back with you, Gary, in particular.
That's right. Jan bought Online Technologies from a group of us and has run it extremely well and has done amazing things with this small little ISP that we started back in 94. And Jan, you're up to what, 5 data centers now?
Yeah, we have, when we started, we had 600 square feet, one data center. Now we have 5. It's about 120,000 square feet across the 5 data centers.
And you've switched to a lot. Well, you've had to grow and change with the internet as it's changed. So, what are some of the major services you provide today?
So today, it's all about cloud computing and making sure that what people do in the cloud is secure. Kind of interesting, you talk about cloud computing. I mean, you guys were just talking now about phishing and all these other cybersecurity issues, and everybody wants to go to the cloud because there's so many benefits. But doing it securely is complicated, especially if you're a bank or a hospital or somebody that deals in really, really important information.
Mm. Yeah, Jan, one of the things I've seen as a kind of a transition is that you started out when, Gary, matter of fact, you started out by creating an ISP, an Internet Service Provider.
Right.
And we've transitioned from that being kind of the major point of contact now to data management, Jan, which is really data is the new gold that people are mining now.
Well, it is, and what has been interesting is, I mean, we couldn't be an ISP unless you were going to be a phone company eventually, and so we had to get into other things, and we decided actually to invest very, very heavily in, I'll call the server side of the world, and that's the part where we host and serve all this data. We believed at the time that the internet .com had just happened. We thought that it was just like in the first inning. It's just that Wall Street got a little tired of it and got a little ahead of themselves. And, I mean, what's interesting is you look back then, there was maybe 8 or 10 million people, maybe 15 million people getting on the internet every day.
Oh, my.
And, you know, think about the difference.
Oh, well, what, right now, what is it? Facebook has, it's like 500 million people, I think, regularly.
Oh, no, they're over a billion.
They're over a billion.
Over a billion, my.
Over a billion people, yeah. So isn't that amazing? They can push a button and show something to a billion people.
Astounding.
Well, and Jan, back when we first created that very first website, it was all text-based. There was no graphics. Mm-hmm. And that was back in August of 93. And we looked around the internet at that time and found 42 other websites
right.
in the world. One of them we had to go to CERN for. Yeah. And we knew there were more out there. You just couldn't find them, right? And they were all text-based, no graphics. It was, and that was only in 93.
I'm curious. Maybe one of you guys can look this up. How many websites are there active now on the internet?
Okay. 42. Oh, that was the wrong question.
So,
I'm sorry.
So back then, we were saying, back then we said, you know, this is huge. This is going to be huge. And people wouldn't believe us. And we said, no, there literally could be 10,000 websites in Michigan alone. And now there's, what, 10,000 in my neighborhood, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's amazing, the growth. And what's gotten really interesting is that we used to talk about the number of users on the internet or on the web or to your server, and now that doesn't cut it anymore with the Internet of Things and all the devices.
Oh.
So there's 300 million people, 350 million people in the United States, and so maybe there's 350 million users, but there's at least 20 billion devices. Think about it. I have a Nest thermostat. I've got a phone. I got an iPad. I got a car that's on the internet. Everything is live, and all these things are sending information to these servers. It's almost like a denial of service attack hitting all these data centers.
It's what we used to call a denial of service attack, and now it's just service.
Yes.
Oh, my. Jan, we don't have an awful lot of time today, but just kind of quickly, as you cast your eyes towards the future, pretending this is like 1993 or 1998 when we first started, project, what's the next step? With this incredible amount of information out there.
Yeah, I see everything being on the internet. I mean, from your water bottle to your vacuum cleaner, I see everything connected, absolutely every single thing connected. They're putting, good examples, elevators There's a company that they manage a million elevators around the world. And they have a six-month schedule, and they go to every elevator every 6 months, whether they need to or not. Now the elevators are all on the internet, and they report their status and maintenance schedule and what they need back to that company. So they only go when they need to.
Wow!
I mean, everything's going to be live.
Well, since you got your crystal ball out there, Jan, let me just have some fun with you. When do you think that the internet will turn into a commodity as opposed to something that it is today? In other words, when will the internet, your bandwidth that you get, be the same as the electricity that's in your wall, and you just plug in whatever you want and use it?
Well, it's kind of utility now. Yeah, it's kind of close.
I kind of think it is now. I really do. It's a little, you know, our internet to our house is really, we have a fast one, obviously. It's, I don't know, $70, $80 a month. My electric bill is four or five times that. So it's pretty commoditized already. I mean, and people do not like not having it. People would rather lose their wallet and their car keys than their phone. They do not like not being connected.
I'll start calling it a commodity when I don't have to every year deal with three different companies and say, which one you guys can give me the cheapest price? Because I never do that with my electricity. I just plug in and go.
Yeah, well,
that's interesting.
But that's only because it's a monopoly. Yeah, and they just charge you what they want to charge you. You want to buy what you want. You want to pay what you want to pay for it.
Jan, hey, it's, again, as always, wonderful talking with you, and we will have to have you back again for a much longer discussion on this. Jan Ness, who is one of the co-CEOs of Online...
CEO of
Online Technology. Thanks so much for being with us, and thanks for your part in our 18th anniversary here.
Congratulations. Thank you, guys.